Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was one of Linda Irwin's musical pieces that she wrote and got on a CD. She's got those for sale. She has two of them, of the CDs. One has 14 songs on it, and the other one has about 20, and she's only asking $10 a piece for those. And what you have to do to get those is write to her at CN, wow, I gotta always look at this, Her email is cntnumx@frontier.com, and they're only $10 a piece. If you can stick in another dollar or two for shipping, that's really a good idea. And that's by our own Linda Irwin. Today, we have Pamela Cummins with us. And Pamela, I'm going to have you give everybody your contact information.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. And if you're on Twitter, it's at Rev Pamela. My website is www.successfulrel.com, successfulrel.com. The REL is short for relationships. Also, my email address is love@successfulrel.com. Phone number is 973-229-9704. I am on Facebook as Pamela, and the last name is Cummins. And last night, I just joined Pinterest, and I'm really enjoying it. And you can find me there at Reverend R-E-V, Pamela C. Because somebody was already Reverend Pamela. In fact, I need to search and see who that is. So it's Reverend Pamela C. And I'm really enjoying being on Pinterest. I'm like, oh, no, another social media that I'm going to get addicted to.
How do you spell it? Is it P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T? Is that right? Pinterest?
Yeah, P-I-N-T-R-E-S-T. And it's just so much fun seeing all the different boards and stuff. And I hope you like cats because I have big cats. cats as pets, my cats, Merlin and Rhiannon, and I also have funny cats. And I'm going to have to do a board with Birdie Bird, even though I only have a couple of his pictures. So you can finally see what Birdie Bird looks like.
Yeah, cool. All righty. Oh, goodness. Let's see. And there was another one that Jethro found for us. It's like, I'm going to let you know this one. It's called, it's another social site type, kind of, sort of. But it's a spiritual network. And it's for people who are, you know, kind of in the area that we're in and doing. So it's like, people get on there and, like, do kind of trades around and stuff like that. But it's kind of nice, another social network. So you might check that one out, too. It's like, I think it's just www.spiritualnetwork.com or something like that. So anyway, check that one out, too.
Oh, I'll never get off the computer. My cats are mad enough at me.
Yep, I understand that one. I sure do. All righty. Well, we got a couple callers here today, and we're going to get right to them here. Well, first person is at area code 410. 410, you're on with us.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much. My name is Maria.
Hello.
Hi there, ladies.
Wait a minute. I'm having trouble hearing you. How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, it's like I heard her at first, and then it's like, and then she changed something. Something changed, and she got really faint.
That's okay. I'm gonna have to move to a better area. I wasn't expecting to be there at first.
Okay.
I thought I'd have to wait a long time.
Gotcha.
I have had a lot of financial issues over the last, quite some time actually, and I'm just wondering if you can tell me how things will go for me in the next 6 months.
Well, what I felt first was like some pressure in my low back, okay? And what that means to me is, when we as human are not feeling financially supportive, a lot of times our low backs will hurt because that is kind of like our foundation, it connects the legs and the upper body, okay? So what I'm getting is that you need to start believing and receiving, okay? I'm hearing a money issue, but I'm also feeling family. Okay, and it's not just like parents, it feels like family around you who have installed some beliefs about money that you need to get rid of. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's what's blocking you because I'm seeing like this money from that wants to fall down from the sky, coming to you, but you got your arms crossed. Okay? So that's what you need to do. I'm actually getting, if you could do some writing exercises, and it seems like you know already where the beliefs are coming from and, actually erase those beliefs. And I'm seeing like an eraser on a, one of those eraser pads on a chalkboard,
Sure.
Which would be a good visualization, honestly, is just to see like your beliefs and erase them and put better beliefs and you can use ugly chalk color for the, you know, like money is evil, you know, like a nasty puke green color, and erase that and just say money is a gift from God in a real pretty color chalk, you know, in your mind, okay? I am getting that where you're at working right now is not really where your heart wants to be. I'm not sure if you're working or if it's the type of work that you do, okay? And that's something you need to work on. Honestly, it feels like a lot of it is, I can't do it. And you need to start saying, I can do it. The good thing is I'm feeling a big shift, okay? So to answer your question, I feel if you do that, the shift is coming around in 6 months. Okay, I'm getting that you have some kind of idea. I'm not sure if it's a class or something that you're thinking about doing. It's an idea, and I'm getting it feels positive and to go for it. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Hello?
Whoops, hello? Oh, I think she's still there. She's still on the line.
I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Talking to you. Everything you said resonates me. I want to just leave my. I don't like the line of work that I do and the specific job that I have, and I wanted to start working as a freelance photographer.
Okay,
again.
Well that's what they're talking about. You have an idea, you know, and I felt like maybe, you know, it was an idea or schooling or something, you know. So you might. You know, schooling doesn't have, when I say school, sometimes my guides will say school, and people are like, I'm not going to college, or, and it doesn't mean that. It can mean a class. It can mean, you know, looking at other photographers' things, but I'm definitely getting to go in that direction. They are saying not to give up your day job yet, okay? You want to have some stability first, you know? But I am hearing Diana Ross saying, here we go with the songs, reach out and touch somebody's hand. So start to reach out, maybe if you talk to another photographer or somebody, you know, and reach out. Because I'm getting you are good. You just need to, you need to build a foundation in order to feel more confident in it.
Yeah,
okay?
that totally makes sense. And I just, you said 6 months is when, what happens in 6 months? And
I'm actually getting that 6 months will be when you know, things will start to turn around, but you need to do the footwork. And they're saying it can happen before 6 months. But honestly, it feels like it's a daily process, and they're saying even Sundays too, even if it's just an hour that you do something, okay?
So in other words, if I don't do any footwork starting from now, then in 6 months?
Nothing's going to really change.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing's going to change. It's funny, I'm hearing Led Zeppelin sing the song Remains the Same, okay? You know, it's like a lot of us, you know, we're looking for our mate and we expect him to knock at the door. That's not going to happen, you know? You got to get out of the house, and just like you, you know? They're saying to go with the idea. And again, you're going to have to work on it, and they even said Sundays, an hour a day. I'm still getting that, okay?
Do they say a good starting point? What I can do?
First of all, I heard believe and receive, okay? Clear out the old issues first, okay? Because, all right, I love this analogy. I haven't seen this in a long time, but this used to come a lot to me, especially when I would describe hypnosis, okay? What I'm seeing is a river and a long, and I feel like this is for a lot of people, not just you, okay? I feel like a long log blocking the flow, okay? So if you try and, like, go forward on this path without removing the log, you're not going to get anywhere. You've got to remove those blocks first, and then you'll be able to move forward. So it's a process, okay? You're not going to snap your fingers and it's going to be right there. It's a process. But my guides are saying enjoy the process. You know, everybody wants to rush through the process, but that is part of the journey.
But if I followed all these steps, in 6 months, maybe I could leave my day job.
What I'm feeling is you doing something part time, but you know, going towards what you love to do. Okay. It's going to take a while for you to get established, and honestly, the part time feels like something that's going to help you become full time and self employed. So it's probably photography. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Maybe somebody's going to take you on as an apprentice. I'm really not sure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again, you can't expect results without action.
Yeah, I think that's my problem is I'm waiting for something to happen but not feeling confident to take those steps to make it happen.
Right. So the first step, again, I'm seeing the log. I'm getting removed the log, okay? You got to clear that stuff out. And, you know, I can just say for myself, when I look at my own life, my business, my, you know, relationship with my boyfriend, it was all a process to get here. I didn't just snap my fingers, blink my eyes, and it was here, you know? It took a lot of work. And let me tell you, it's worth it because my life is so much better than it was in the past. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Yes. So I hope that helps you.
It did. It did. I'm thrilled to be able to have gotten on today. So thank you very much, Heidi.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. And thank you so much. And call back in and let us know how stuff goes. We always like to know that.
Yeah, maybe she can take my picture.
Or
my cat's picture. More stuff to put on Pinterest, right?
Exactly. Cool. That would be awesome. All righty. Let's see. We got some stuff going on in chat here. I'm just going to mention real quick, and I'm going to do a correction because we had had some people tell us that Pluto, you know, one of their outer planets, is in retrograde right now, and it was supposed to be coming out of retrograde as of August 22nd. And we found out that is not the case. I went and bothered to look up in the Llewellyn Moon book, and I found out why I've been feeling so draggy. We currently have three of the outer planets in retrograde motion. Pluto is in retrograde right now. Neptune is in retrograde right now, and Uranus. So three of the outer planets are all in retrograde motion, which means they don't exactly go backwards, but it's like the motion of what goes on, they slow down or something. It's like it's almost as though they appear to move backwards, is what I understand it. So it's like they're not in what's considered astronomically like forward motion, something like that. So, you know, people are going, man, it's like, you know, what's going on? Cause we got out of Mercury, and it's like, you know, things are supposed to be better. And it's like going, yeah, but we still got, you know, we had that overlap with Mercury because when Mercury was in retrograde, there was four planets in retrograde. And I'm like, well, no wonder we all appear to be backwards right now. So, because I woke up one morning going, man, what just happened? I felt like I'd been body slammed. I was like going, shoot, man, what's up? So when I found out and I went, no, it's not going to be the cheery, rosy moment that I thought it was going to be. It's like, oh, it's going to all be done August 22nd. Like, no, somebody fibbed me because what I second tap there is the what is it? The first one, it's, what is it? No, let's see. Pluto doesn't go out of retrograde until September 18th. So we've got about another month of that to struggle through with. The next one that comes out after that is Neptune. Neptune comes out of retrograde in November, like November 11th. And then Uranus is the very last one to pull out, and it is, oh, whoops, I reversed my numbers. It's December 13th, not December 31st, guys. Sorry about that to everybody in chat. It's like, there we go. Okay, so it's December 13th. Okay, for Uranus. Okay. So anyway, that's what I know. If anybody else knows exactly what the retrograde, you know, stuff is, it's like that's you know, feel free to chip in 2 cents there, and you know, we'll all have a better understanding. So
I have all I know is when Mercury is in retrograde, yuck. You know, those others, I'm feeling better anyhow. You know, I just feel like, you know, things are gonna take off September, October.
I'm
just getting that sense, but that would explain why maybe we're getting so much rain on the Crystal Coast in North Carolina. Oh,
wow.
My God. Oh, yeah, yesterday, today.
Planetary poles.
Yeah.
Wow. Affects all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I know the Mercury really affects computers and electronics and that kind of stuff really badly. It's like I'll do a little bit more research today and see if I can come up with anything more enlightening as to what exactly. Neptune is the water, you know, kind of the water planet. Like Neptune is, you know, after the sea god, and it's like Pluto. I can't remember, you know, Pluto and Uranus. I remember ruled Aquarius, which I'm going, okay, that's my sign. So that explains a lot. Anyway, all right. Well, we got some more callers hanging on and waiting for us here. We're gonna start with area code 512. 512, you're on with us now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question about energy. I was wondering why.
Can I get your name first, just to help tune in?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
My name is Pearl.
Okay. And
I was asking, why is it that sometimes you call into a show and all of a sudden in my chest I feel like a whole bunch of energy, and all of a sudden it feels like I can't breathe and I have to start taking deep breaths, but it's like, I don't know why that is.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is a song, it's an old song, it's a catch-up song, Anticipation, it's keeping me waiting, okay? I'm also getting that sometimes you're a little nervous of what you're going to hear, okay? All right. The other song I'm hearing is an old song, Too Late, Baby, It's Too Late, and there's a part of you that's afraid that things are too late for you. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I feel like you'll understand that more than I do, and my guides are saying it's never too late, you know. There are things for you to do, lessons for you to learn, and I'm also getting people for you to teach. For some reason, teaching just feels like you're good at it, okay? So
if I don't anticipate it so much that I can't feel breathing will go away, like it feels like my breath gets stolen.
Okay. Again, I'm still getting that feeling of anticipation. I'm not sure why it's getting stolen. Honestly, I'm not getting that. I'm just getting breathe deep. Okay. The other thing, too, when that feeling comes upon you, I'm just getting is to imagine, like, your heart center. It's called the heart chakra, like, lighting up, like, almost like I want to say, like, a pink, because pink is the color, pink and green for the heart chakra, so pink or green. And if that doesn't feel right, use a white color or whatever, but imagine almost like a light coming and, you know, and opening it up, okay?
Okay.
And it being cleared out, okay? As I'm saying that, my guides are also saying chakra balancing. If you don't know anything about the chakras, I would definitely encourage you to look into that and learn about it, okay? That would help also. Okay? And again, I heard that song, It's Too Late, Baby. Don't worry, it's not too late. I'm not sure. I have no idea what they mean about that, but that's okay. They're just saying take the step forward. It's going to be okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right. Yeah, I know sometimes, people get into you, and it's like they get nervous and whatnot, and it's like, some people overthink and go, oh my goodness, I'm going to be on air and people are going to hear me, so I don't know if it's that, or I don't know if it was like some kind of physiological, was she having like some, you know, asthma or respiration stuff, or...
I didn't really feel that, you know, they would have said that, you know, but that's not what I felt. Because if it happened all the time, different, you know, if it happened every day, then I would say definitely yes.
Yeah.
You know? And a secret, just for the callers to know, what the first time I went on the radio, I was so scared. I'm much more comfortable with it because I've done it a lot more. But what I just pretended was I was speaking to a girlfriend. Like the host, it was just a girlfriend or, you know, a guy friend. And when people called and asked for readings, instead of thinking, oh, I'm on the air, I was just like, oh, it's just a regular client. And not
exactly.
To say they're just regular clients, but, you know, and I think if I was on TV, okay, and that, I've never had that, I've never been on TV, but I think I would be a lot more nervous because there's all kinds of people around, they're watching you, you got a camera in your face, but you're just on the phone. Pretend that you're just talking to a friend.
Exactly, yep. And actually, that's a good one to hold if you're trying to do a public speech, too. They say, you know, talk to individuals in the audience rather than the whole mass.
Exactly.
All righty, we got another caller here from area code 786. There
hi.
We go.
Hello.
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 Yes, hi. My name is Geralda, and my question is, in the relationship I'm in, it's going great, but we're talking, well, mostly him, about moving in together and getting engaged. Is it too soon, or do you see this, you know, a right match?
Okay, I just want to make sure that I heard you, because I don't know if it was my bird being loud or you. You said you were getting engaged to someone, is that correct? Or thinking?
Well, he kind of mentioned it a couple of times. We've been dating about 3 months. And then
okay.
I was kind of thinking about moving in together and getting engaged. I wanted to know, do you see this guy being a good match for me? Right now, it's great. You know,
oh,
had
of
a
course.
Little bit.
Right, but I'm also feeling confliction and stuff. What is it? Can I get his first name?
Yes, it's John.
John, okay. I'm hearing not yet. Okay? That's what they're saying, not yet. As far as the possibility, it's really weird, but I'm seeing like them drawing a circle, okay? And what I feel that means is that it feels like, you know, you've been together before, you're going to continue to be together, okay? That's what it feels like. It's funny. First of all, I heard Give Peace a Chance, and then there's another song by Melanie, There's a Chance Peace Will Come, okay? And when they say chance, I feel like it's a good chance, okay, and that both of them have the word peace in it, so it does feel peaceful. Now they're playing the Eagle song, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. So it feels good, but I'm still getting take your time, okay? They're saying only fools rush in. As far as his character and stuff, I'm getting he's a good man, okay? And I got a picture of someone kind of like pounding their chest, okay? And then I heard solid as a rock, okay? And what those mean to me is he's pounding his chest, so he's got a good heart, okay? Now they're singing the song, Two Hearts That Beat as One, okay? And that I also was about to say before they interrupted me, it feels like his heart really does beat for you. Solid as a rock feels like he's got a good foundation, okay? I'm hearing a son. Does he have a son? Do you have a son?
No, neither of us have kids.
Okay. I mean, are you still able to have children?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I'm 26.
Okay, I don't, yeah, I wasn't sure of your age, so I just, yes, then that might be your son, okay? I'm just hearing to give it time, okay? Give it time. They're saying let it flow. Okay, what's really neat is earlier I was talking about the log, like a log in a river and the water not flowing. What I'm seeing is a log being removed for you and the water flowing. Okay, so let it flow. There's a part of you, I'm seeing you, like, standing on shore looking, waiting for him to come down the water, okay? And you want the journey already, you want to be there, you know? This is, I don't want to date anymore, this is the man I'm going to marry, blah, 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 blah. And what you need to do is enjoy the journey down the river, okay? Because then you'll be more solid when you do stand together.
Do you see maybe a marriage, maybe a year, 2 years down the road, or is it that far, or...
I'm not getting a time. They're just saying, it's funny, I'm hearing a really, I'm older than you, much older, but I'm hearing the song, baby, you got to do it right, take your time, do it, baby, okay? And I'm just hearing to take your time and enjoy the process. I'm sorry, they're not telling me, oh, yes, definitely this time, because, you know, you have free will. All right. My guides are saying we all have a blueprint. As far as a blueprint, this is the man you're supposed to be with, okay? But really, you have the free will to, you know, say, nope, I'm not going to be with him. I'm going to wait for someone better, you know, and vice versa, you know? Or, you know, no, he chooses food funny, even though he's got 100 other great qualities, but I'm going to find somebody who chooses food better. And that's being sarcastic, but you understand what I mean. It really is your free will, your choice.
Okay.
But he is definitely in your blueprint, okay? So,
yeah,
so I hope that helps.
It's good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great. You can call back in and let us know how it goes. I always like to hear those. I always like to hear those success stories when they come back in.
Right, because love is a good thing, that's for sure.
Okay, let's see. And we've got another one here. 614, you're on with us.
Hi.
And who
this
am I speaking?
My name is Erica. This is my first time calling in.
Well, welcome.
All righty.
And how can I help you?
Hi. I'm wondering if you, do you focus a little bit on the love and relationship arena?
Oh, definitely. That's my specialty.
Oh, wonderful then. Let's see. Any information I need to give you in particular?
Well, do you have a particular question, or you just want to know about love and
relationship? Well, I want to know about someone, but if that doesn't work out, I'm just wondering what else may be coming my way.
Okay. Well, what I'm actually seeing you is kind of bouncing up and down, okay? Almost like a jumping bean, up and down, up and down, up and down. Now they're showing me, and it's a weird image. I wish people could see inside of my head. It's actually like a kangaroo on a one of those pogo sticks. It's a funny vision, okay? And I'm getting that you need to kind of settle down and figure out what to exactly do I want, okay? They're saying loneliness is a lonely feeling, but you're not, it feels like you're more alone than loneliness. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, and I think the bouncing back and forth is not only what you want, but do I want, okay? All right? And they're saying the past is the past. You like tall men, because I'm hearing tall men.
Well, that's from an injury I'm dealing with. I had a brain injury, and I'm in my second year, and it's slowly coming back down. Like, you know, it's been a hard road.
Right.
It's been up and down, a lot of that up and down you're talking about.
Okay.
It's been really crazy. And, yes, I am single, and, you know, I'm just tired of being single. I'm trying to move in the second half of my life into something much more better for myself, more profound in a great way.
Right, but do you like tall men? You know, do you prefer what I'm getting is tall men, men that are taller than you.
Oh, I like tall men, but the guy that I like, he isn't that much taller than me.
I'm seeing tall men around you, okay?
Everybody around me is taller than me.
Well, me too. I'm 5'2", okay? But he feels, you know, what I'm feeling is somebody tall, okay? Somebody could actually, you know, I mean, he wouldn't walk around with you, but who would be able to pick you up, okay? The other thing I'm getting about the tallness, okay, is it's not only physical, but it feels like somebody who you can depend upon, okay? All right, and they're showing me, it's weird. I'm seeing a human being, like a man, growing into a tree, and he, you know, I think of a tree as solid, rooted, okay? So that's what your next relationship will be like. For some reason...
Well, that's part of profound of what I kind of put out to be. I want someone who I can grow with.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody wants somebody who's already ready-made. I want somebody who I can grow with and go from there. I think you both, you know, grow and make the roots much stronger together.
Right. Right, and even if you're ready-made, you still got to grow together. I mean, that's how you become more ready-made, is you grow together. But that's what it feels like, is a growing relationship. I also feel like October is a good month for you, and I'm not really sure what they mean by that, and I don't want to plant ideas in your head. I'm just getting that it's a really good month for you. It does feel, yes, and it does feel like things are going to change for you. I'm also getting positive attitude. It feels most of the time you have a positive attitude, so continue that, okay, because that's important. I am feeling that there are men around you, okay? That's
what
I'm getting.
Yeah, there's always men
around me. Yeah, and some of them feel, well, that's good, because I know women, you know, and some of my clients have no men around them, okay, and I feel that
Well, that's like if I go to the stores, I'm around a lot of men.
Yeah, but
I usually go to a store my son works with. My son lives there with me, so... He's around me, too. I mean, I guess in that aspect.
It's a different energy. It's a different energy than your son, okay? But, no, I'm feeling men around you, okay? I'm getting – they're encouraging you to date. And, again, I'm feeling someone tall. So,
I ask about the guy that I'm interested in?
I think that there's other callers on the line, you know, you can always call me for a reading. I need to be considerate of other people, and this is just like a
brief mini
reading.
Very understandable.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye. Bye-bye. And again, I'm going to give you Pamela's number to call. Is 973-229-9704, yes? Always make sure you give them that. All righty. Let's see. Well, in actuality, we got one more caller here, and it's like, and there's some stuff I actually wanted to go over, because we've had Rita's sharing some stuff with us in chat here. But it's like, okay, caller from area code 770, you're on with us.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I am looking for insight into my job situation.
Okay. And what is your name?
Margaret.
Margaret. I'm hearing an increase, okay? That's what I'm getting, an increase. Feels good financially. The other thing I'm hearing is, it's an old song, but I love the song, Jackson Brown, I Want You Stay Just a Little Bit Longer, okay? I don't feel that it is time to leave. You may decide to move on 6 months, a year and a half, but it doesn't feel like today is the time to leave. I'm actually feeling some security in foundation. I see you climbing up a ladder, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So it feels like you have some goals. They're saying a couple goals, all right? And it feels like those are going to start to come into fruition, all right? I'm also, oh God, I haven't heard this song in a long time. I like this song. Why Can't We Be Friends, okay? And it feels like you mostly get along with the people who you work with, but it feels a couple that, you know, my guides are just saying they're not going to be your best friends. Just be civil to them is what I'm getting, okay? I feel that there is some jealousy there. I hope you understand what I'm talking about it. And I'm just getting to ignore it. And, again, just keep climbing up is what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay. In the job that I'm in now, because I think I might be receiving an offer for a different job.
Okay. Well, again, it's, you know, what I got earlier, and I don't remember exactly what I got. I got, you know, it's a step up. I am hearing stay a little bit longer, but you know that better than me. It might be the new job that's coming up, and you want to stay there. You know, my guys are just saying investigate.
Okay.
Investigate, okay?
So no leaning toward one or the other because they're just different. Not, one's not better than the other. They're just totally different. Wow.
Right, and again, because, you know, a lot of times I get information. I don't always understand what I'm talking about, okay? But I do remember saying that you have some goals. Which one would fulfill your goals better? Okay.
Well, yeah. One of them, it's like half and half. You know, one's with travel and one's with no travel. I don't want to travel, but, you know, the job that has the travel fulfills my other goals. So,
okay. All right. Honestly, I can't make that decision for you. You know, obviously not. Can you give me, wait a minute, I'm just going to ask about the travel job.
Okay.
Okay, and what, all right, this is a feeling I got. Have you ever been in an airplane and the airplane starts to take off and you're going up in the air, okay? And it's a scary feeling. I mean, I always get scared taking off and landing because you talk about being at the mercy of God and the pilot, you know? And that's what it feels like. It's scary. But then when you land and you go to your destination, the majority, I'm going to say 90% of the time, depending on where you're traveling to, it's exciting. Okay? And they're showing me Europe and Rome and stuff. So it's exciting. Okay?
This job, you know, there's a higher risk, higher, you know, more opportunity.
Right.
And travel. The other one is much more stable, more secure.
I'm hearing more boring. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
okay.
I'm getting, more boring. All right. That might make sense of won't you stay just a little bit longer, but it could be the new one because I'm still getting 6 months to a year and a half. If, you know, I'm actually hearing the road less travel. Okay. So, and that doesn't mean, you know, not to go on the one that's travel, where travel is involved. That could mean to go with the way that you wouldn't think to go. Do you understand what
one
I mean?
More opportunity, the greater risk.
Exactly.
I'm reading that.
Okay. And that goes back to the feeling of going up, you know, when you're taking off from an airplane. That's like, you know, you're vulnerable. That's why they're giving me that feeling. You're vulnerable. It's the pilot.
Yeah.
You better hope that the pilot hasn't been drinking. And also God, what does God have planned for me? But when you land, it's like, oh, cool, I'm in another country or I'm over here and what adventure awaits me, you know? So really it's up to you. Do you want to take that risk, okay? And my guides are saying risk takers make it.
Okay. That was kind of my leaning, and that, you know, so this has been affirming that I should take the risk.
Right, and again, I do remember at the beginning that I felt like you were moving up, okay? So
yes.
Obviously, if you're staying at your current job, think about it. Are you really moving up?
I would be, I think.
At your current job, there's opportunity for you to grow?
Yeah, definitely, opportunity to grow.
Okay.
And the new one would be, wouldn't be as much opportunity to grow.
Okay. All right. Well, go with the one that feels right and with the most growth.
And with the most what?
And with the most growth.
Okay.
Okay.
That tells me what I need to know then. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I got a kitty on my desk.
All righty. We did tell people to go ahead and call back in and, you know, let us know how things go. We always like to hear that at 773-897-6461. And we've had some interesting things going on in chat here. It's like one of the big things. We had some people joining us here. And I'm going to tell everybody in case the later ones that came in didn't hear some of the stuff earlier. We had been misinformed that Pluto was going to come out of retrograde as of August 22nd, and the big craziness, you know, that we've been experiencing was going to be all done. And it's like, no, today, in fact, I got back into my books, and I found out that currently we have three of the outer planets in retrograde, and this is probably what made that Mercury retrograde seem really bad, was the fact that... Pluto started in retrograde back in April, and it's going to be in retrograde until September 18th. So we got another month of Pluto retrograde, guys. It's like, don't get too excited. Neptune went into retrograde on June 4th, and it doesn't come out until November 11th. So we've got that one currently going on. And then Uranus went into retrograde on July 13th. So that just happened when things went wacky in July. And it's not coming out until December 13th. So we've got a few months of that. So we've got three of the outer planets in retrograde. And then when that Mercury kicked in that July moment it had, it made everything go really wacky. And just for the FYI, it's like when we get into November, we're going to again have like four of those planets in retrograde. Mercury is going to go back into retrograde in November. And then we're actually going to have Jupiter doing a retrograde on us starting in October and going through into January of the year 13. So our Jupiter planet is going to be whacking out on us, and it's going to be overlapping with Uranus and with Neptune. So at another time of the year here, like when November hits, there's going to be, again, four planets in retrograde for us. So don't we have fun to look forward to, people?
Now I understand why everybody thought that the end of the world was going to be in 2012. It's not that. It's all those planets are going nuts on us.
Going nuts on us, right.
I don't know the exact input. Kelly, I just want to tell you something that's really funny, okay?
Okay.
You told me you do the, I'm not sure the name of it, the cards. You said I was a six of diamond, okay? My birthday is October 3rd. My boyfriend's birthday is October 6th, and I went on the internet and I looked it up, and he is a three of diamond. And I just...
Oh, wow.
I find that really amusing, and, you know, he doesn't, you know, here I am a psychic. You would think that I would find somebody the same. No, he's very logical. He's a computer geek. And he even thought that was really cool, you know. So he doesn't understand it, but he's like, that's really neat, you know.
Let's see. And I'm just going to look that up. It's like what it tells me is you guys, you have a Mars as the first connection in the spiritual. Your second connection is the Uranus. You have a Neptune in the spiritual. You have a Pluto in the spiritual, and you have Saturn. Your overall attraction for each other is a five, or this is from him to you. You got a little bit of intensity. You got a five as your intensity. And interestingly, your compatibility is set actually at a negative one, but that's not all bad because this thing that the class is on goes from like negative 10 to positive 10. So it's like even negative numbers are not that bad. So
Right.
Oh, let's see, and there's I'm going to take our caller first, and then we've got a question in chat here, so that's where we're going to go with this. And area code 631, you're on with us.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Pamela. It's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Hi. I don't know what the heck is going on in the chat room. Everything is symbols that I'm reading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were normal messages. I'm using the Opera browser because I was having trouble with my Google browser. Actually, this is the Google browser. I had trouble with the Opera one, so I went into the Google, and the other day somebody said this was going on. They're really strange-looking symbols.
Hmm.
They're like little squares
wow.
and X's and circles, and, yeah, I wish you could see it. It looks crazy.
Mine's still typing alphabet.
I know. You actually wrote something that I read, and then it changed. Now I just saw you type in what is your birthday. Now that looks normal. But maybe because I've been popping out of one browser and into another, maybe that's why it happened. I'm not really sure. But I just wanted to say this. I was seeing like the numbers 1111, 333, all of these different numbers, and I'm sure I've spoken to some of the hosts on, you know, between this and Jethro's the psychic realm, but it was somebody in the chat room the other day. It might have been Jan. We were talking about it, and they're like, one of those means like there's thousands of angels around you. Which is what I read, too, on the internet, in the thing with the angel numbers.
Right.
But there weren't. And I got this message in my inbox from Coast to Coast, George Norrie. I don't know
if
you're familiar with that show. Okay, the radio show.
Yeah.
Okay, he had a guest on there. The guy's name was Winfrey. And he was talking about the Ra complex of it's a multitude of souls. A group soul group of angels up there and the Elohim realm. So I went back and I listened to that, and those are group complexes of thousands and thousands of angels. The Elohim are like female souls, a female soul group, and the Ra group is like the male masculine soul group. And the guy when he prays to these angels, when he invokes them, he says a prayer, which is really comforting to me, because you know how a lot of these shows tell you have to surrender yourself, or you have to ask them for help, and it's kind of scary when you ask them for help. So when he invokes them, he invokes them, and he says, you know, I'm invoking the soul group of Elohim while maintaining full sovereignty over my soul, because they always say that something negative can try and slip in there. And so there was a book called something about God. It's called Gods of the Physical Universe. And I guess these are all of the spirits that help us in the physical universe do the things we have to do, or the things we feel like when we pray. There are angels out there assisting us at every turn when we ask them for help. And I read the book, and it's like 151 pages, and it's free online. And since I read that, I have been I've been seeing these 1111s, 111s, 333s, 1212s like crazy.
Wow.
Like these, and I have my candles burning, and they're jumping all over the place. And you know that I had to move my stuff out of storage over the weekend. Well, my nephew got appendicitis. The one who was helping me move, and it was his friend who had the trucks. He got appendicitis Thursday night and was in the hospital, and I'm like, oh my, I'm not going to be able to get my stuff out of storage. How is this miracle going to occur now? So he got out the next day. He asked his little brother, who's 22 and a string bean, you know, you're going to have to help Aunt Rita move. And his friend was supposed to help. So, and I had to change the day to Monday. So now, yesterday comes, they both worked double shifts over the weekend. It was 1:30 in the afternoon, and I still hadn't rented the truck. And they were both sleeping. So one got up, I called my sister Regina, and I said, I need your husband, and he just happened to be off of work that day. And she called him up, and he argued with her, but he ended up coming. And we got it done. And to me, it was like a miracle. Because this is all I was focusing on, was getting it done. And there were so many calamities in the way that this should not have taken place. But I kept seeing those numbers, so I kept believing, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it did. I got everything moved out by 7 o'clock last night. Everything is in my house. The storage unit is empty.
Great, great.
Oh, wow. Good deal.
Yeah, and it's just the angels saying, when you're seeing those numbers, it's just the angels saying, we are here with you. And, you know, 11 is a master number. You know,
right.
It's a very powerful number. It's kind of neat how also your nephew, I think you said, is 22 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, 22. So, you know, two numbers. So, yeah, Yeah, and, you know, there's, I've learned, like, really the angels, as you said, are right there when you ask for them, and there's no need to be afraid, because really the fear is within us, but if the angels come, they always take away my fear and replace it with peace when I ask for help.
Well, that's what they talk about. They say that you need to dissipate the fear, and the thing that dissipates the fear is love. So if you just open up your heart chakra when you're talking to them, it will dissipate all the fear, and you will feel the love.
Right.
But there's so many people out there and conspirators that are like, oh, you're praying to a false god, or you're giving away your power and you're surrendering. I think that's where people get the fear from. So for me, when this man said every time he calls on them, he says, while maintaining full sovereignty over my soul, it's like that would dissipate fear in anybody who thinks that, you know, their soul is going to get snatched or something. You know, especially for me, because I astral travel a lot. In my dreams, I leave my body and stuff like that. And I have had some weird types of attacks and stuff and some negative energy in my house. My mom's like a really big prayer. She prays with the rosary beads, and she's a very, very angry and fearful woman. She believes in that fearful God that's wrathful. And when she prays this anger into these beads, I feel like she unleashes a lot of negativity into the house, and I can actually, like, feel it when I walk through the spaces that she does this in. So I know that there is negative energy out there, so I do call on the angels a lot. And it's got to be a whole week now that I've been seeing these numbers, and they're not going away. I mean, even after I got it done last night, I've seen the numbers three times already. The other day I saw them seven times before it happened. So I think that there's good stuff heading my way.
Right. Also, ask for Archangel Michael, you know, to come. I'm not sure, you know, there's all different types of angels, but Archangel Michael is the best one for protection.
Yes, I do. I ask for Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel every day.
Good.
Always to be around me. But so I just wanted to say that. And thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, right. And don't worry, things are getting better. You'll before you know it, you're going to be out of your mom's house.
I know. I can't wait. And Kelly's saying that these things are in retrograde, and I'm like, but things are going my way, and things are in retrograde.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you can things can be good. Just because things are in retrograde doesn't mean that everything's horrible.
Right. It just means things kind of sometimes go topsy-turvy or not quite the way you expect them to. So maybe the retrograde is helping your mom.
There you go.
It's running her clock back.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
You're right. I think it is, because she's acting out of character for herself.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely out of character for her. So I think you're right. The retrograde grades are affecting her. She's a Gemini. And
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So it's that other side of her personality that I never ever see. That's what's been appearing for the last week.
Wow.
Well,
that's
ask the angel to keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly. I will. Yeah, I absolutely will. And the show was great today.
Oh, good.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for calling in. You know, it's like we've got one question in chat here still. There's, let's see, Love Life Today. It's like she inquired as to whether she started a, let's see, I wish you'd type that in. It's like, Love Life, if you can hear me here, it's like I'm going back and it kicked me out of chat there for a time or two, and it's like I lost some of that info. But I believe she said she's started like a life coaching business or something like that, and she was kind of wondering how that was going to go.
Okay. Okay, and I'm getting a very positive feeling, okay? At times it will feel slow, but it is growing. Oh, this is really neat. What I saw was like a snail, okay? Moving along, moving along, moving along. Then it goes into a turtle, moving along. And before you know it, you know how like those people in a race, how before the race they have to kind of go down on all fours and then they shoot off and they run? That's what I saw, okay? I'm getting that there's, you know, things that need to be cleared up, okay, things within her own life, but it, yes, slowly but surely it's going forward. I feel that, you know, and this is true for all of us, there are a lot of lessons involved because although we teach our clients, they also teach us of what we need, you know. So, yeah, it feels very positive. And again, what they're saying, I heard the song lyric, "Don't give up on us, baby," so don't get discouraged because, all right, now they're showing me this chiropractor that when I used to do massage therapy many, many moons ago, I worked with, and she said when she started her business, you know, she used to like kind of look out the window like, when are they going to come? When are they going to come? Until she got a thriving practice. It all takes time.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm just
okay.
They're
awesome. She likes telling it, okay.
Funny, they're saying witches brew, okay, and what that means to me, yeah, it sounds weird. You know, what that means to me is when you think of a witch's brew, it's something that's been created, you know. It's funny, now I'm hearing the song lyric, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, okay. That's pretty neat.
Cool.
And that's what it feels like. It's not an actual brew, but, you know, she's taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The other thing they're saying is to offer some discounts to entice people to come.
Okay,
because we all like a bargain, you know.
Yeah,
don't give it away, but...
Introductory pricing, you know, for one time only, try this, you know, whatever, da-da-da, and it's like, yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to say Pamela does that, too. It's like, you know, for first time people, and people listening to our show, she'll do like, I'm going to let you tell your discounts because it's like I probably got them reversed here, so it's like,
the last time I gave her a fantastic discount, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to do that every time I'm on the show, okay?
Right.
Then they'll think, oh, I don't have to do it. But what my usual offer is, the introductory offer is, I always give $10 off on a half an hour.
Okay, $10 off on a half hour. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. And I've got a little bit. It's like she was asking about the cards because I said, because I asked for her birthday. She was a 9/11 birthday, and it's like her birth card is the Master of Knowledge. She's a King of Clubs, which is like that's somebody who does really good with running their own business. And it's that called the Master of Knowledge. You hold everything that you need to be an authority in any area you choose. You have a direct line to knowledge accumulated from many past lives. Rarely is she going to live her life by any doctrine or philosophy other than her own. And the well that feeds her mind is inexhaustible and comes from a high source. And, you know, she is a person that lives by her own truth. You know, she can be found in any kind of profession she'd do well, but usually in positions of responsibility, always respected in whatever capacity they're engaged in. And among the King of Clubs cards are some of the most successful artists, statesmen, musicians in the world. One of the greatest assets is that ability to make fine distinctions and witty and personable nature that makes them really popular and well-liked. And you seem to do your best work with a partner. Most Kings of Clubs are designed to be in partnership of some sort. So it's like if there's an opportunity to, you know, maybe bring somebody in with you, you know, like in a, let's see, what's the opposite of competitive? Cooperative. In cooperation, you know, with that practice, it's like that might do very well. Let's see. And in relationship stuff, she's got a good marriage karma. You know? And I know it's always the female Kings of Clubs have major challenges associated with marriage, romance, or children. 90 seconds. Okay. Simply because a lot of males have sometimes a problem with a female who has a king as a card, because any of the kings, it's like, you know, they're kind of, you know, designed to sit on the throne and rule the country, you know, so to speak. And it's like sometimes they tend to take that into relationships. And it's like guys sometimes have a really hard time with a really strong woman. So that's one of those FYI moments. So anyway.
What a great card. I mean, and talk about validation for, you know, having her own business. I mean, that's wonderful,
exactly.
You know. Nobody wants problems in relationships, but, you know, let's face it, relationships are where we have our greatest lessons.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
And you repeat them until you get it right.
But you know what?
Until you learn the lesson, whatever it is.
They're so worth it, though. They are really so worth it. I'm hearing the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, you know? You know, because some people who don't have any relationships in their lives, you know, and I'm talking about have troubles finding friends and stuff. You know, I have some clients like that. It's difficult. So if you don't have, you know, the love of your life, be grateful for the relationships you do have. So important.
Uh-oh, and Melanie's saying, wow, it got encrypted again. I don't know what's going on with our chat. It's like we're doing the encryption mode code, so it's like, okay, I don't know, because mine is just typing like normal, so I have no idea. We have 10 seconds, and it's like, give us again one more time your contact information.
Sure. It's successfulariel.com, 973-229-9704, at RevPamela on Twitter, and I'm now on Pinterest, and it's at RevPamela. See, you can find me there too, you know, and send me cat pictures. Love cat pictures.
All righty. Sounds good. Rita goes, she refreshed the screen. It's like, and she it kicked her out.
Oh, no.
It's still the symbols, though. Oh, jeez. Okay, I don't know. It's like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting ABCs, and you guys are getting Egyptian hieroglyphics. I don't know. Maybe it's angel writing.
Could be there. That's what you get for Rita talking about all those angels. I'm kidding.
That was cool. That was really neat. Oh, and she's had some wild experiences, man. I'll tell you what. She had some really cool stuff ever since she started and did that sweat lodge thing that she went to. It was really cool. All righty. Well, okay, they're about to kick us off, and away we go. So have a great day. And I don't know, for those of you guys who asked about, is Jethro on this evening? I have no idea. It's like, I do good to keep up with us over here in Psychics Gone Wild. We have a sister show, That Living in the Realm, and it is at 714-333-3354. All I can say is, you know, give it a call and see what time they're on and see who's on. That's what I do. That's my cheater's moment. I ran out of time to be on the computer. So anyway, we'll see you again. We'll see you again next Tuesday, Pam.
Oh, sounds good. I'll see everyone next week. Thank you for calling, everybody, and listening.
You betcha.